there seem to be a lack of feminism these days, a sort of resistance to feminism. Perhaps that's all because of what I'm surrounded by, but I think that the women's centers and the women's programs in schools and in communities really need support, even more so today. A lot of people assume, oh, you know, they're being taken care of, but they're not. There are women's centers in Toronto that provide food and, you know, laundry facilities and a variety of other things for women on the streets or women in need. And every morning there's a lineup around the block of women who need to get into this center. So I see things like that. I think, wow, this isn't over. It's really, the inequalities aren't over. So that's really important to me. As well, the whole thing about queerness and diversity training and acceptance of diversity, I think, isn't over. Homophobia is not over just because Ellen DeGeneres came out on national television. It's not done. So that there's a lot of work that needs to happen there. And most importantly, I think that there's just so much apathy. People want to be entertained way too much. They want to sit in front of their television and watch Survivor, and they never want to think about what's happening in Rwanda or Ethiopia or Somalia or South Africa. You just don't even think about that stuff. And that's the thing that concerns me the most, the apathy, the media-induced apathy. And I think we just need to be so much more aware of what's happening in the world. So go ahead, keep your eyes on this prize. Oh, as if you are ever gonna win with your stupid friend, you're lighting expensive cigars, you're lifting your chin while I live. While I live. While I live. My guitar.
Do you think that there has been somewhat of a changing dynamic in feminism, and the people who are concerned with those issues, have the issues changed for them in different ways as the generations have gone on?
Oh yeah, definitely. Can I just say that? The issues have changed. They change every day. They change as legislation changes and as time changes and the media portrays women differently with every decade, so certainly.
Do you think there's reasons why there's still a lot of resistance to that movement?
Just the natural progression, evolution of humanity, I guess. But we can't forget the struggles of the past, but we need to be open to the struggles of the present, too. And the types of people who are feminists, that you asked that? I don't know. That shifts around. I think there are far more male feminists these days than there ever were, and I think that's fantastic. But one of the things I think is being challenged these days is trans issues within feminist circles, the acknowledgement of transsexual women and transgendered women, which I think, you know, is really necessary to open the doors and to be less segregated. Because really, as a group of women who want women's rights to be equal to that of men, you're not going to find much resistance to that concept, but it's when you open the doors and allow those who oppose the concept into the same room that you're actually going to make any progress. So segregation is slowly falling by the wayside, I think. There's fewer and fewer women's only spaces, and I think that in many ways that's a great thing. Not to take away from the fact that there needs to be safe zones for women and that women are still being abused and need protection and places where they don't feel that there's going to be a threat to them. But I do think that on an academic level, we need to open the doors a little more and hear the challenges. At the door, at the door, you would not pay. At the door, yeah, yeah. At the door, you would not pay. At the door, you would not pay. At the door. And you would not. And you would not pay. And you would not. And you would not. And you would not.